انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Hello and welcome. I'm your host Farah and this is my show Music with Farah on 90FM. Before we start, if you'd like to leave us a comment or suggest a song, drop us a call on +21 000 427 894. Tonight we're going to talk about the British rock band that brought a distinctive blend of Rotsrock, jazz, blues, and folk. This is none other than the Icons, Dire Straits. Dire Straits were formed in London in 1977 by Mark Knopfler on lead vocals and lead guitar, Mark's brother David Knopfler on rhythm guitar and backing vocals, John Isley on bass guitar and backing vocals, and Pick Withers on drums and percussion. But before they came the Dire Straits we know of, let's jump back to 1973, when Mark Knopfler finished university and moved to London, doing pub rock gigs as cafe racers and lecturing. A while later, both Knopfler brothers were in London. Mark got busy with music while David was a social worker, sharing his flat in Deptford with sociology graduate John, who was a bass player. All three guys naturally started jamming, and one night at a pub, they decided to start a band. Mark then chose drummer Pick Withers to join them, since he and Mark had previously been in another group called Brewer's Droop. The band played under the name of Mark's old pub group, Cafe Racers, which they used in their early live shows and gigs. And on June 26, 1977, they played their first show as Cafe Racers outdoor as part of the Crossfields Festival. Soon after that show, a friend of drummer Pick Withers noted that their severe lack of money put them in dire straits, and the name actually stuck. 3 days later, they performed for the first time as Dire Straits, supporting the band Squeeze at the Albany Empire in Deptford. Dire Straits were ready to hit the mainstream, but they were actively really broke and looking for advice. In 1977, the band spent £120 recording a 5-song demo tape at Pathway Studios in North London. One of these songs is actually our first track of the night, and arguably the track that shot Dire Straits up. It's Sultans of Swing. So the story goes is that one night Mark Knopfler went to a pub and watched a Dixieland jazz band playing, essentially almost to an empty pub. And towards the end of their performance, the singer announced the cover's band name as the Sultans of Swing. Mark found the contrast between their appearance in pullovers versus their grandiose name Sultans funny. And so, he left the pub with an idea, and went home to the flat he shared with his brother David and flatmate John, and he started writing for the new band they'd just formed.
Shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside. In other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south. Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't wanna make it cry or sing. If any no guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his thing,
That was our gorgeous Sultans of Swing. Now, although Sultans of Swing is one of their most iconic songs of all time now, back when it was first released in May 1978 as a single, it initially failed to chart. However, in August 1977, BBC radio DJ Charlie Gillett played the original five-song reel, which included the raw demo of Sultans of Swing on his show, and it became an instant hit. That breakthrough led the way to the release of their self-titled debut album, Dire Straits, alongside a reissue of Sultans of Swing. The track ended up skyrocketing, and it hit number 4 on the US charts and number 8 on the UK charts. While Sultans of Swing introduced the world to Dire Straits, another underrated hidden gem also from their debut album is our next track, Lions, which captures that bluesy, folksy mood. One interpretation of the song is that some believe the track was influenced by Mark's time around Trafalgar Square in London, where he recalled writing it. According to Mark, though, he did mention Ted Hughes' poem, Where Are the Lions? But more specifically on the contrast of powerful lions as opposed to starlings, a type of bird. He meant it as an idea of powerful figures who were around and were no longer there, which he said in an interview. The song is open for interpretation, and no matter the true meaning, Lions is such an underrated gem. So, without further ado, here is Lions.
Sun going down, way over Dirty Town. Starlings there sweeping around, crazy show. Yes, and a girl is there, high heeling out across the square. The wind it blows around. Flags upon the pole, waiting in the crowd across at the light. She looks around to find a face she can love. Oh. Church bell clinging on, just trying to get a crowd, even song. Thinking about the lions happened to
By this point with their debut, companies started to pick up on their sound, and within a couple months, Dire Straits had been signed to Phonogram and were put into Basing Street Studios to record their debut. After the debut, the group started touring across the UK and got their biggest break in 1978, when they became an opening act for the band Talking Heads on their UK tour. After their big break, they worked on their second album, Communique, traveling to Nassau, Bahamas to Compass Point Studio between November 28th and December 12th, 1978, to record the album. Communique had its quirks, since it broke away from the general disco fever and went with a blues rock feel. Although the album eventually gained widespread global traction, at the time it wasn't really huge with critics. But as time went on, Communique became this hidden gem of an album, something almost underrated packed in their discography. The song Communique follows a journalist trying to find out about this character of ours, hearing rumors of what he's done, and trying to find more information or even get a statement from this character. It's almost the quintessential sound of Dire Straits. Here is Communique. Thank you. Our next track is the fabulous Lady Rider. Lady Rider has been compared by critics as a faster rock brother to Sultans of Swing, with an upbeat mood like Sultans of Swing, where they share the same finger-picked guitar style. Now, the song itself actually has multiple interpretations. One interpretation is that the song's inspiration came from Marina Warner, an English historian, and one day Mark saw her on a TV program, and the lyric Lady Rider is a nod to Warner's appearance on the show. However, another close interpretation is that Marina had a particular writing style that Mark really liked, and as a tribute, he wrote the song Lady Rider. Fun fact, the guitar riff you'll hear in the song is Mark's favorite, a 1985 Gibson Les Paul guitar. Here is Lady Rider. Although with both Communique and Lady Rider, they still had the original four-piece band, tensions were starting to rise and reaching a point of frustration between both Knopfler brothers. As the group started recording for their third studio album, Making Movies, David departed from the band, and his rhythm guitar tracks, which were already recorded, were scrapped and re-recorded by Mark. And so the band hired Roy Bittan as their studio session player to play the piano tracks on the next track of our night, our star-crossed lovers, Romeo and Juliet. Romeo and Juliet was written by Mark and was released as a single in 1981. The lyrics describe two lovers, hinting at a situation where the Juliet figure leaves her Romeo after finding fame and moving away. Knopfler wrote the song after his breakup with Holly Beth Vinson, and the track reached number 8 on the UK singles chart. A cool tidbit about the song is that the track features other references like West Side Story and My Boyfriend's Back. Mark's vocal style was more playful in the song, and it has a really beautiful composition that works perfectly with the track, with a gorgeous arpeggio and an almost rock ballad blues folk fusion. But without further ado, here's the beautiful Romeo and Juliet.
A love struck Romeo. Sing the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?" Juliet says, "Hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window, just singing, 'Eli, my boyfriend's back.' You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it?" Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I bet, and you exploded into my heart. And I forget the movie song. When you gonna realize it was just a time was wrong, Juliet. Come up on different streets, they both were streets of shame, both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? When you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, "Oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him, Juliet, when we made love. I love you till I die. There's a place for us." You're not a movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. I can't do the talk like the talk on the TV, and I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat, the bad company. All I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julia, I do the stars with you anytime. But Julia, when we made love, you used to cry. I said, "I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. There's a place for us. You know the movie song. When you gonna realize it was just a..." Thank you. struck Romeo. He sang the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find a convenient street light, steps out of the shade and says something like, "You and me, baby.
Off to our next track we go with Money for Nothing, which comes from their fifth studio album, Brothers in Arms. The way the track came to be was actually pretty funny. Mark recalls that he was in an appliance shop in New York City, and there was a guy delivering gear, and all the TVs had MTV on, and Mark heard the guy going off about the rock stars on the screen. As the guy was yelling out, Mark sped off to find a pen and a small piece of paper to write everything out, which became the lines to Money for Nothing. Another interesting tidbit about the song is that Mark saw the band The Police on the MTV channel saying the phrase, "I want my MTV." So Mark added "I want my MTV" to the melody and put it at the start of the song. The band recorded Brother in Arms at Air Studios, and Mark thought to himself, wouldn't it be great if Sting would sing the line? And so he actually brought up Sting and he came to the studio. And so Sting ended up singing the famous line "I want my MTV" on Money for Nothing. And so here is the legendary Money for Nothing.
Chicks for free. Now that ain't working. That's the way you do it. his own head. The little faggot got his own jet airplane. The little faggot, he's a millionaire. We got the install microwave oven, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Move on, move on. What's that? Hawaiian noises. He's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got to install microwave oven, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing. Chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Look at that.
Money for nothing.
Oh, chicks for free.
Our next track also comes from the same album. This is their third track, Walk of Life. The track came to be when Mark saw a photograph of a kid playing a guitar in a subway, turning his face to the wall to get a good reverb. That reminded Mark of when he started playing the guitar and he didn't have an amplifier. So he put the head of the guitar on the arm of a chair and put his head on the guitar to try and get a loud noise, which reminded him of the kid playing in the photograph. The song itself paints a narrative of a busker, who is someone who plays an instrument, usually in a public place, hoping to make some money. But the song can also be interpreted as Knopfler's tribute to the craft. Walk of Life was originally intended for the album as a B-side to one of their singles, but when Ed Bicknell, Dire Straits' manager, heard it while it was being fixed, he convinced Knopfler to include it on the album at the last minute. And so we are thankful to have the beautiful Walk of Life.
Boy can play.
Next up is the track Your Latest Trick, written by frontman Mark Knopfler. The song features a sad, bluesy, jazzy fusion with some gorgeous trumpets and a beautiful, lush saxophone. Here is the fabulous Your Latest Trick.
Have been struck between the satin bowls and the bells. Prehistoric garbage trucks have the city to themselves. Echoes and roars, dinosaurs, they all doing a monster mash. And most of the taxis, most of the hauling are only taking calls for cash. I don't know how it happened, it all took place so quick, but all I can do is hand it to you and your latest trick. Were laid back and laughed. It was only my heart that got it broken. You must have had a pass key made out of wax. You played robbery with insolence, and I played the blues in 12 bars down on Lover's Lane. And you never did have the intelligence to use the 12 keys hanging off of my chain. It all took place so quick, but all I can do is hand it to you and your latest trick. Well, that's past last call. Fast recall has been here and gone. The landlord, he finally paid us off. The satin chads may have put away their horns. And we're standing outside of this wonderland, looking so bereaved and so bereft. Like a Bowery bum when he finally understands the bottle's empty and there's nothing left. Faster than the eye could flick, but all I can do is hand it to you and your latest trick.
And our last track of the night is the fifth studio album and title track, Brothers in Arms. The track Brothers in Arms was written during Britain's 1982 war in the South Atlantic, where the album took its name. Knopfler later said that the song was a reflection on the senselessness of war and the bond between soldiers and who fight it. This track is very much anti-war. And just like that, at 10 p.m. on October 9th, 1992, Mark Knopfler bid goodnight to 40,000 people and walked off stage in Zaragoza, Spain. This would be the final live performance he did as the singer, leader, and guitarist of Dire Straits. Dire Straits were icons who kept breaking away from the general mainstream to create what they wanted, staying true to their sound. They built their own name through beautiful guitar techniques, brilliant wordplay, and lyrics from Mark, with a fusion of blues, rock, jazz, and more. Although there were tensions between the members and a couple of group changes throughout their discography, the band still holds up as one of the most iconic bands of all time. Without further ado, this is Brothers in Arms. I've been your host, Farah, with my show, Music with Farah, on 90s FM. And I'll see you at the same time and same place. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the music.
Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle raged high. And in the fear and the alarm, you did not desert me, my brothers and I. The sun's gone to hell.
let me bid you farewell. Every man has to die, but it's written in the stars, in every line in your palm. Rare fools to make war on.